Inside Story, weekday mornings with Giant FM Sports.
Giant FM Sports High School Football from Milan, where the Tigers lead 14-10 going to the fourth period. Being brought to you by Heritage House, enhancing the colors of life. Tonight's game also brought to you by CGS, reduce, reuse, recycle. Fourth period, Triton 14, Milan 10. Tigers won this matchup 21-15 in the sectional semifinal a year ago. Third consecutive postseason meeting between the schools, and third down and six for Milan. And a run to the 20, maybe just across the 20.
Well, good run by Smith, but better pickup. That ball was fumbled on the snap. Smith picked it up and was able to get positive yardage and at least set up the punter outside of his own end zone.
Quapman into the game, and he's down inside of his 10 awaiting the snap. The rain continues to fall here. Triton Central, very good chance at good field position. It's an end-over-end low kick that bounces right to Bornstein at the 46, and he'll return it into Milan territory down to the 37.
Yeah, good run by Bornstein. Another good pickup on the punt. Adam Norman with the tackle, but a good return by Bornstein as the rain picks up again.
I think I know where I'm leaning for my player of the game vote, especially if this game holds score the way it is right now.
Well, you know, these last two punt returns don't look like a big deal, but they really are in field possession. I mean, or field position, because if Bornstein lets either one of these two go, it's really a flip of the field.
Tigers working from the Milan 37, trying to get what would be a commanding score on the board and put them up by two full scores. A pitch out to the left side, and good work by the feet and the patience of the Triton running game to finally find an opening, burst it upfield, and pick up good yardage.
Well, the key word there was patience by Kermode out to the left side, and he held on to the ball in this rain. Now Triton, very important that they hold on to the ball with the clock running and a four-point lead.
It's so different to look at, because if you just look at the track down below us, the rain isn't really evident, but you can see it in the lights coming down on the field.
Yep.
Second out and one. Pitch to the right side, and the Tigers may not have picked this up. Milan was able to stretch Kermode. He made a dive, and let's see what kind of field position he gets. They'll look across the way, and I think it's going to go to third down.
Yeah.
Boy, if you're Triton, if you're going to get the first offensive touchdown of this game, you would want it to be on this drive. You start at the 37-yard line, the chance to really take command of the ball game. But a big play here and a handoff. It's got the first down and more. Kermode through the line of scrimmage and goes all the way for six.
Well, he was due. He's been running it well here lately. Kermode right up the gut. Good blocking by the line. And the touchdown that Triton Central was looking for, they get it on a big run by Keaton Kermode.
Builds the lead to 20-10, and the Tigers with Kleeman will look for the extra point.
That hole opened quick, and Kermode was through it fast and untouched all the way into the end zone.
Big extra point here. We've already seen Quatman for Milan hit a 35-yarder. This would cause either the two-point conversion to be needed or something else down the road, and Kleeman does punch it through for the extra point. First Bank Shelbyville scoreboard, 9:59 left to go in the fourth, and Triton Central now with a 21-10 lead. Not on the board yet, but 21-10 nonetheless. Tonight's football coverage from Milan, and what's turned out to be a rainy Milan, brought to you by Harvester Financial Credit Union. Courteous, friendly, quality service to our members at Harvester. Tonight's game also brought to you by Shelbyville Mayor Tom DeBond, leading good government through fiscal responsibility. After the game, our postgame brought to you by H&R Block and our Edward Jones player of the game as well.
I think Keaton Kermode heard you talk about Bo Bornstein as player of the game and said, "Not so fast, Mr. McCrory."
All right. We may have to weigh the decision a little bit heavier as Kermode takes it in for an important touchdown run. Triton with the kickoff brought to you by Shelby Materials. Kleeman gets a foot underneath it and does drive it down to the 13-yard line. Here comes Smith. Oh, crunched. And a late flag comes in as Smith crossed over the 30 down at the 32.
Hayden Kermode on the tackle, but are they going to get him for driving him into the ground? I mean, I don't know what else it could have been.
It didn't look bad. It just looked hard.
Yeah.
But we've said that about some other play calls tonight, and again, the flag is right on the end of the play. They switch footballs, bring it out to 32. The wind is picking up.
And they're going to mark it off against Triton. Haven't seen the call yet. But it's a long one.
It's a 15-yarder.
Yeah, it is.
It's more than
helmet to helmet.
They started to walk it across the 50, then brought it back, and I think got it in the ballpark of the vicinity, but now finally place it correctly at the 47. Milan getting great field position to try and get back into this one down 11. Another high snap. And as the quarterback got both hands on it, he tried basically to shovel it to his running back, but he didn't have a clean enough hold. It fell to the ground, and he recovered it, but for a loss, again, prompted by the offensive line.
John, the snaps have really played a huge factor in this game, and they continue to do that, almost to the point where Milan might have to go under center, because what it's doing to this offense, it's killing it.
Even on the plays that end up being running plays,
they're still slowed by a high snap. That one better.
Handoff, Smith crunched at the line of scrimmage and thrown back.
Kermode, another big tackle.
Hayden Kermode,
sophomore. Wow.
And you know what? That snap wasn't high, and yet Carpenter he jumped for it.
He's anticipating it being high because everyone this half has been that way.
Third down and 13. And Milan in desperate need of something to keep this drive alive, down by 11. Receiver in motion, three receivers now out to the right side. Carpenter to throw over the middle, incomplete.
I don't know if Keaton Kermode might have got a fingertip on that. That ball came out.
Have.
Yeah, it didn't look good. And Milan not going to be able to pass much with this rain coming down now. And
it's fourth and 12.
Yeah. This could be the game right here, John.
Ball at the 45-yard line of Milan. They need to get into Triton territory, 12 yards, to keep it alive and not give the ball back to Triton. Stalen, the fullback, will go out as a receiver in the slot. Three receivers in all. Timeout from the Milan bench.
Yeah.
And a timeout at a point where the season is on the line.
Yeah, coach knows that this one's the big one. They've got to pick up the first down here. If they give it back to Triton right now, Milan on their heels, Triton would probably put seven more quick ones on the board.
Try to update you on some scores, especially in our upcoming post-game report. At our last check at halftime, Knightstown had a 20-0 lead on Union County. And again, if those scores hold, it would be Triton at home with Knightstown next week. And Knightstown is doing just fine. They're now up 40-0 in their game, a game they won by six over Union County in the regular
season.
Well,
a young team. We heard Coach Abel talk about he thought they were a year ahead of schedule. Well, he'll find out. They might be peaking at the right time here. They'll be 9-1 coming into what looks like Triton Central next week for a semifinal game.
It is a solid rain that's been coming down for several minutes now. The wind seems to maybe have calmed a bit.
You're going to pull the truck up, right?
No.
Well, maybe we can get Miss Branson from the Shelbyville News here to help us out post-game.
After the way you've treated her tonight, I find that unlikely.
Oh, man.
Big play, 4th and 12. Snap for Carpenter. He's got time. Now flushed out of the pocket. Flag down in the area of what you might expect holding. Carpenter runs with it, gets decent yardage.
Yep.
Not enough for a first. And we await the flag as well.
Yeah, if it's anything on Milan, it'll be declined because the result of the play did not end in a first down, and that's what's going to happen. Triton will take over.
And we have an injured Milan player on the end of the play, out of bounds on the sideline, and it's the quarterback, Carpenter. So now for Milan, you're in a position to where you not only need to make tackles to try and get a quick three and out, you may be in there reaching and groping and grabbing the football as well.
Yeah, they need a turnover for sure.
Boy, that wind that's supposed to be such a part of Saturday's forecast, it's become a part of the Friday night football forecast. Yep. You can see the jerseys on the guys if they turn the right way, rippling in the wind. Triton football taking over on downs, 8:21 left to go. Tigers protecting an 11-point lead. They'll bring a man in motion. Hand off behind that, and Milan has it stacked up. And a tackle for loss of a yard. Stalen in there as a part of the tackling group. Kermode on the carry.
Yeah, good job by Kermode. Nothing doing yardage-wise, but he did hold on to the ball and brings up a second and 11. Be nice to pick up some positive yardage here, not bringing up a third and long. Milan, excitement still on the sideline. They're not throwing in the towel just yet.
Tigers break huddle. No reason to hurry. They come set with about seven on the play clock and use up most of that play clock. Heboff snaps it with three. Hand off, run over left guard, and a run that nearly brings about a first down. It'll be a yard shy.
Yeah, good job there. Kermode again, two hands on the ball as he finishes that run, a yard short, but a good run on second down brings up third and one.
Tigers get this, and assuming no turnover, that's another two and a half minutes that'll come off the clock.
Yep. And with the way Kermode's running, I don't see him not getting this, and if he doesn't, it's probably a fourth down situation that they'll go for it.
Third and one from the 44 of Milan. And Heboff's going to keep it himself, surge forward, and they're marking it. It would be enough for a first down.
Yep.
Chains move. Triton Central maintains possession. Doesn't have to worry about a fourth down decision.
Now the clock really becomes the friend of Triton Central, and they'll use every second of this play clock if they're smart. And if you're Milan, you've got to come up with a play here. Somebody's got to make a play that causes a turnover.
Two receivers out to the left, but this ball's not going to be in the air. Triton Central's going to keep it on the ground. First down, 10. Turn and hand off. Backs in the staggered line. Kermode just kind of bends into the line, sidesteps a couple of guys, and then gets what he can. And that's about a yard. It'll bring up second and nine. Clock will go under 6 minutes here. Triton Central trying to go to 9-1 and beat Milan for a second straight year in the postseason. Actually, a third straight year in the postseason. Milan's won 12 of the last 21 between the programs. Run to the left side again. Tackle missed in the backfield. Tigers will end up with positive yardage and bring up about a third down and six with the clock at 5.5 minutes. The ball now at the Milan 38-yard line.
Again, probably four down territory here for Triton, so anything positive here sets up a fourth down and short.
Dagger backs in the eye. Heboff, the quarterback, from under center. Turn, hand off, run left, and that looks like that's going to be enough for a first.
And it will be. Yep, nice run by Kermode. Again, finishing the run strong, two hands on that ball, and going down with contact.
And the clock goes under 5 minutes on that play. And for Milan, they may have to consider using timeouts here. Triton Central is taking up all of the remaining fourth quarter clock.
But they've only got two, as they've already had to use one, so I don't think the timeouts will really play a factor.
Triton really took everybody over to the sideline to hear the play call. Now at the line of scrimmage, snap it with one. And the handoff and run, going to go for the best yardage on first down the Tritons had in a while for about 5, maybe 6 yards. And we have an injured Milan Indian near the line of scrimmage. Timeout on the field. Our injury timeout brought to you by MHP. Experience the major difference, and attention right now being given to a Milan Indian. 4:12 left to go in this one. Triton Central 21, Milan 10 on Giant
Heritage
FM
House
Sports.
Of Shelbyville, your leading rehab to home long-term care and memory care community, will always be full of the friendly, caring faces that come guaranteed with our signature family-owned and operated reputation. Now our warm and inviting atmosphere comes with a brand new remodeled makeover. Heritage House is excited to announce we have doubled the size of our brand new memory care wing. Haven Court, come visit us at 2309 South Miller Street or call 317-398-9781. To tour our beautiful new memory care wing. Inside Story, weekday mornings with Giant FM Sports.
Triton Central Tiger football. Clock runs as the Tigers come to the line of scrimmage after a timeout. Under 4 minutes to go. Milan going to catch a run here behind the line of scrimmage. The injured player a moment ago was Zach Hauser. He's actually running back out on the field now. And Triton Central with a second down and four, and simply trying to run out the clock. One play after another, 3, 4, 5 yards a carry.
Third down.
Did I say second?
Well, that's what the board said, but no. It's third.
Third down and four. 3:20 to go. And the rain making it very cold here in Milan. Two running backs, Krause the receiver in motion behind the line. And a run to the left side where Krause had vacated. Milan throws it back after a short gain. It'll be fourth down, and Milan will take one of their timeouts here. And you got to figure Triton Central hands this off one more time, whether they get the first or not.
Yeah, you don't want to even deal with a punt block or a bad snap. Just get the ball in Kermode's hands, and if he gets it, he gets it. If he doesn't, at least the clock is running. And Milan's got to go a long way twice to get the lead.
Triton Central looks as if they will go to 9-1. And with Knightstown winning decidedly tonight over Union County. Knightstown a home game tonight. Triton obviously on the road. So the leading tiebreaker is the team that went on the road hosts Tigers at Bud Mendenhall Field next week. Teams back out on the field for a 4th and 4 with 3:01 to play. Heave off from under center. Pitches. Kermode. First down. Sideline. Touchdown, Kermode.
Untouched off the left side.
And the Tigers have capped things with another Keaton Kermode touchdown here in the second half.
You really upset him with that Borenstein talk, I'm telling you.
Keaton Kermode putting an exclamation point on things with a couple of touchdowns in the second half. Hadn't had a score since the 3:30 mark in the first quarter until this period where Kermode has put it in twice. Kleeman for the extra point. Snap. A little bit into the body of the holder, but he gets it down, and the kick is good. And on the First Bank Shelbyville scoreboard, it's Triton Central with a 28-10 lead. You're listening to High School Football, Giant FM Sports.
The Shelby County Drug-Free Coalition would like to invite you to their monthly meetings that are held at the Blue River Foundation building the second Thursday at 8 a.m. Bring your ideas, your concerns, and ask questions about how you can help fight the drug epidemic in our county. Second Thursdays at 8 a.m. at the Blue River Foundation building, the Shelby County Drug-Free Coalition meeting. You're invited.
This is High School Football on Giant FM.
Final minutes of this sectional quarterfinal. 2A tournament. Triton Central with a 28-10 lead now on the Milan Indians. Keaton Kermode with a couple of second half, well, a couple of fourth quarter touchdowns that have helped to, it would appear, close the deal, barring something very unusual with 2:50 to go. For the Milan Indians, looking to go to 6-4 with this loss, a team that graduated 13 seniors from last year's ball club, and a team that we'll see if they have their quarterback. Carpenter is going to graduate. Lewis, the junior, played a little better than half the season. May find out this time next year if he's the starting quarterback for Milan.
You may find out that Parker Lewis can't lose.
Oh, my goodness, an old TV reference. Tyler Smith, oh, the field is starting to really feel the effects of this rain as Smith took a ball off the bounce on the kickoff, and as he looked to make a cutback, everything went out from underneath him. Was talking with head coach Tim Abel, and I don't remember this as well, and I don't remember if it was the sectional championship season. It may have been another game, but the field at Milan had been painted that day.
Yeah.
And the Tigers in these white jerseys were bathed in yellow from cruising through the M at midfield all during the paint that just never dried that night. Milan going to be in a hurry up here, down by 18. Carpenter throwing off to the right side, complete. Quick tackle and out of bounds, stopping the clock. For Triton, keep everything in front of you now. It's really your only assignment, only concern.
Yeah, try to keep people in bounds if you can.
Stalen, the fullback, shifts from left to right just behind the line of scrimmage. And Carpenter alone in the backfield with four wide receivers. Carpenter, quick throw out to the right, and it hits a Triton Central Tiger. I don't know if it was deflected as much as it hit a Tiger in the helmet and went out of bounds.
Well, Kraus wasn't looking. Had he been looking up at the ball, he would have picked that off and had a touchdown, but instead it hit his helmet and brings up third and five. And you can see the rain with the wind and in these lights. The wind has really picked up out here.
Tomorrow's just a miserably cold day. The temperature's not bad, but the way the wind's going to make it feel is something else. And a quick throw out of the left side, incomplete to Robbins, the junior wide receiver, and a ball that was catchable but went right through the hands and off his shoulder. And Milan now with fourth down and five. 28-10, the Triton Central advantage. H&R Block post-game, Edward Jones, player of the game, coming up. Carpenter has snap, throws complete, and he does pick up the first down. No, that ball came out. Came out on the Tigers' sideline. It's incomplete, and Triton will take over on downs. So the Tigers now can do the in conventional fashion at the end of the game what they really did this whole fourth quarter, eat up clock and run it out. Triton Central dominating time of possession here in the period. It'll be Triton Central at home against Knightstown next Friday night, a game you can hear here on Giant FM Sports. And officials stop play. I'm not sure they've got the chain set where they need them to be, or the football for that matter, as they move it up. Clock at 2:21 to play. No, reset the play clock, but Triton Central is already ready to run a play from the line of scrimmage, and a flag comes down.
Yeah, you're going to get a unsportsmanlike conduct on the sideline, or a sideline violation of some kind. The head coach had some words for that head official.
So the warning issued off of that flag, and now the Tigers ready to snap the football. Eboff, looked like that ball may have come up on him, about bobbled it away. Does get the handoff and a run to the left side. Picks up about half the distance. It'll be second and five with 2:10 to play, and the clock will run. Triton huddling up, and they've utilized the clock very well.
Yeah, they have. And that starts with Heboff, so for the sophomore to be heads up about what he needs to do with this clock management, he's done it well.
Three backs, Heboff under center, turns, hands it off, and Milan in a gang tackle throws the running back back.
Heboff so close to that pile that he gets wrapped up in it and goes back, and he's slow to get up.
If Heboff goes down, we're going to see what I thought we might see a little of tonight, and that's Keaton Kermode taking direct snaps and running the football all night, because that's where the Tigers will be if they lose Heboff as quarterback.
He looks okay, though.
Third and six with a minute 10 to go. Heboff is going to take a snap and keep it himself, push forward and somehow sneak out of the fray, and he gets more than enough for the first down. And the Tigers now can
one more snap,
take a knee and take it home. 53 seconds. They'll wind the clock again, and one more snap should do it. Regardless of win or loss, there's going to be a bunch of guys who are happy to get to the locker room here in a few minutes.
Victory formation, sorry, John.
Yep, Triton Central sending the safety valve deep, and they'll snap this and pick up win number 9 and advance in the postseason. Triton Central comes into Milan. A 28-10 victory for the Tigers. Now 9-1. They'll welcome 9-1 Knightstown to Bud Mendenhall Field next week in the semifinal round. Again, the final here on the First Bank Shelbyville scoreboard. Triton Central 28, Milan 10. Our postgame brought to you by H&R Block next on Giant FM Sports.
Are you experiencing foot or ankle pain? Hi, I'm Dr. Brian Elliott. As a board-certified surgeon at MHP Foot and Ankle Surgery, I specialize in treating common and complex conditions of the foot and ankle, such as sports injuries, trauma, and multiple types of deformities. My goal is to get to know you as my patient so we can work together to obtain the best possible outcome. If you are experiencing foot or ankle pain, call my office today at 317-421-BONE to schedule an appointment.
MHP Foot and Ankle Surgery, moving healthcare forward in a major way.
The radio is high school football on Giant FM.
Johnny McCurry, Jason Parker, H&R Block postgame report. Milan, where the rain continues to fall, the temperatures are dropping, and a lot of folks are happy they're headed to the car and to a warm home. The final tonight, Triton Central, a 28-10 victory over Milan. A game that started with fireworks, a fumble recovery for touchdown, a kickoff return for touchdown, a punt block for touchdown. Then defenses took over this game. The Tigers outlasted Milan in the second half.
Yeah, Milan really had an opportunity in that third quarter after a really good first drive that took them all the way down the field, took a lot of time off the clock, and then the snap from center to quarterback caught up with them finally, and a turnover right inside the 5-yard line as they were getting set to punch it in and take the lead. And that was really the shift in the momentum of this game. And from that point on, Triton Central with Keaton Kermode running was just too much down the stretch.
Take a look at our scoring summary brought to you by Penny Acres with Hoosier Realtors here for life's big moves. Our first score came 23 seconds in. The Tigers actually fumbled the opening kickoff, but they recovered that. Then recovered the next snap on the first play from the line of scrimmage, picked up by Rutherford of Milan. He took it in 26 yards out, and Milan held its only lead of the night at 7-0. Then, just seconds later, on the next kickoff, it was Bo Bornstein on a 90-yard return. That tied the game at 7. Triton would take a lead that it would not relinquish at the 8:59 mark of the second on a blocked punt, recovered for touchdown by Phil Williams to make it 14-7. 3:30 left to go in the first. Quatman connected on a 35-yard field goal, and that 14-10 score is what we would have until the fourth period, when Kermode put together a couple of touchdown runs to make it 21-10, ultimately 28-10, and the Tigers advanced.
As the weather got worse, Kermode got better tonight, and you just got to wonder – as the weather was getting worse and Kermode was getting stronger, Milan defenders less and less able to come up with tackles to stop him, and that was really the difference late.
Who else advanced in sectional 37? We'll tell you when we come back on the H&R Block postgame on Giant FM Sports.
Your number one Golden Bear fans, Auto Owners Insurance and Olinger Insurance is a winning combination. They'll work with you to insure your home, auto, business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Visit Olinger Insurance in Shelbyville today at 707 East State Road 44 or call Keith Limpus at 317-398-8936.
The Inside Story, weekday mornings with Giant FM Sports.
Postgame is brought to you by H&R Block, helping you in your investing. Our final tonight, 28-10, Triton Central advances. And good news for the Tigers, they advance to a home game.
Yeah.
The difficult news will be they're going to face a good football team, an up-and-coming football team in Knightstown. Now 9-1 at last check, a 40-0 lead in their game with Union County. But Mendenhall Field gets some playoff football next week.
Yeah, on the turf, Triton Central gets to come back home, and we'll see. Knightstown sounds exciting. They sound like they're putting points on the board, and a young team that might be getting better at the right time, peaking at the right time, a team that Coach Abel thought might have been maybe a year too early for what a lot of people thought, but definitely Knightstown playing well, and Triton will definitely be ready for that test next week.
On the top half of the sectionals bracket, Indianapolis tonight eliminated Eastern Indiana.
Yeah.
Heritage Christian had a 0-0 game with Eastern Hancock. That was the surprising part at halftime. They do pull away the Eagles and beat Eastern Hancock tonight 21-0. Heritage Christian will face Cecina, the number two team in the state. They beat Centerville tonight 42-2, so kind of an unusual score, but Cecina does what they do. They win football games, and they advance on. So next week's semifinal round, Heritage Christian and Cecina and Knightstown at Triton Central. Our Edward Jones player of the game coming up. Triton advances with a 28-10 victory. You're listening to High School Football, Giant FM Sports.
This is High School Football on Giant FM.
Milan, final score again. Triton Central 28, Milan 10. The 9-1 Tigers at home next week against 9-1 Knightstown. Time now to name our Edward Jones player of the game. Edward Jones, there to help you with your investing. And we have somebody who was very good early, put points on the board for Triton Central, and really helped to control the way the field was played in the punt game. And then, well, the guy who capped things off as well, Bo Bornstein, Keaton Kermode.
Yeah, you mentioned Bornstein with the punt return or kick return early to really get Triton Central right back after giving up that early turnover and a touchdown to Milan. Bornstein also, you mentioned, with the field position later in the second half, just fielding those punts and being able to advance them a little bit, giving Triton Central good field position. Punts that, you know, some players might let bounce. He stepped in, made the catch, advanced the ball. Two big plays for Triton Central tonight. And then late, it was Kermode just too much for Milan. As I mentioned, as the weather got worse, Kermode got better tonight, and hard to bring down. Big touchdowns late to seal this game, and really a difficult decision, so we just decided to give it to both deserving tonight.
Next week's broadcast schedule includes Greenfield Central in their 5A opener in the semifinal round. Greenfield Central will play at Anderson, a game you can hear on 106.3 FM. And we will have Triton Central hosting Knightstown on 96.5 FM and online at giant.fm coming up next Friday night. Again, the final here on the First Bank Shelbyville scoreboard. Triton Central 28, Milan 10. For Jason Parker, I'm Johnny McCrory. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Thank you for being with us tonight. So long, everybody.
High School Football has been brought to you by Major Health Partners, CGS Services, Harvester Financial, BP Doc Shop, Shelby County Drug Free Coalition, McKay Manor, Clark Orthodontics, Caning Equipment, Rush Shelby Energy, First Bank Shelbyville, Christian Electric, Penny Acres with Hoosier Realtors, Heritage House, Edward Jones,
Maximum Results, American Family Insurance, Shelby Materials, Color Palette, Salmon Brothers, H&R Block, D&B Cabinets, Cagney's Pizza King, Mayor Tom DeBond, Shelbyville Paint, Flooring, and more, Olinger Insurance,